This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. It is baseball time, but it's hockey time tonight, baby. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel and Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. Okay. Got this story here for you. A Four Nations gambling news is what this comes down to. And I know, maybe you're thinking, I want to bet on the red, white, and blue to win. I gamble on sports. This is what I do. I think it is a big betting opportunity. Like, if you're an objective or maybe, international wagerer, you're from out of town, you're a European dude and you're a big hockey fan in Finland. You're looking at this. You're like, holy crap, I'm getting even money on the money line to bet Canada in this. Everywhere I go, people are saying, oh, Canada's the better team. We're going to have to get lucky to win. Yeah. And so you pull up the gambling odds. It's flipping even. Chief, you don't need to be a BetQL podcast hoster to know this is a golden opportunity.
No, you don't even have to be a BetMGM podcast host like we are now. I think that you're 100% right. It would make sense to, given the way the odds are, to go ahead and lean Canada.
Yeah, you could never do that. I would never do that. Right.
Not who you're rooting for or who you want to win. But if you're actually trying to make a business decision here, I certainly would understand that.
Yeah. And maybe I would end up devastated at the end of the night. I lost the bet, but then I could be happy the USA won.
Yeah. You kind of hedge a little bit for yourself. Yeah.
I think the odds are even because of Connor Hellebuyck, the goalie for the United States.
Okay.
I mean, he's one of the most decorated goalies in, you talk about one of the fastest of 300 wins in the NHL, American goalies. Like Tim Thomas was a guy that back in the day that was but this guy has played in many tournaments. He's been in a lot of these, he's played in a lot of junior tournaments and stuff with the United States against Canada and stuff. So I kind of feel like that's probably why the odds are the way they are. If you go player for player, the Canadians are a better team. But the one most important position is between the pipes. And the United States, as you pointed out, Chief, they have a huge advantage there. And you have a goalie that has a lot of experience. We talk about the Vezina winner. That's given to the best goalie in the league. He's won this multiple times. And you look at Winnipeg, and they're off to a great start this year. A lot of it because of the way that he's played all year. So these odds, if you're betting the United States, you're betting your heart, but you're also betting that your netminder is much better than what's across the ice from you.
Yeah, yeah, and that could be a difference maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I feel like it's an American tax. They're like, well, people are going to bet USA anyway. Mm-hmm. Why are we going to give them big odds? There's way more gamblers in America mm-hmm. than Canada. Right. So, let's really tax their ass. And this can be a huge day. I know if Canada does win, it's going to be a huge win for sports books across the country. Mm-hmm. Saw that. DraftKings says it's the foremost bet hockey games of the season so far have been at this tournament.
That's great.
FanDuel says Four Nations contests are averaging over six times as many bets as an average NHL game this regular season. Saturday's first USA-Canada matchup the 3-1 win for America, bar none the most bet hockey game of the season. FanDuel says the contest saw 13 times more bet than all of the 3-on-3 games that made up last year's NHL All-Star event combined. So it's a big week here for the sports books, and it's given them another thing. And obviously it's been a big week for the networks and their sponsors well.
This has been better than an exhibition. Yeah. You know, I mean,
this feels like high stakes.
This feels like, when we talk about why these guys do it and they say it's for the flag on your chest.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it means. So, sometimes in these all-star games or exhibitions, it's hard to bet because what's the level of intensity?
Right.
We saw the level of intensity last Saturday when they dropped the puck and immediately the gloves were off and they're sizing each other up. You know, it's like, whoa, this is not an exhibition. This is United States trying to kick Canada's ass is what this is. So it's a little bit easier in good conscience. You could bet that because you're thinking like, hey, I'm not having to worry about the intensity. The only thing I'd ever vote on or bet on in an all-star game would be over 300 for the combined score. You know, that's the only thing I'd ever bet on, you know?
Yeah. I totally hear you, man. So this is a huge opportunity to bet with great intensity in the game.
You're betting on basically a playoff game is what you're betting on. And you're going to get the best from both sides.
And on that note, the first game was equivalent to a Stanley Cup final game. And they're thinking tonight's will be the equivalent of a game 7 as far as the handle.
There you go.
Which is how they refer to the volume of dollars.
It feels like a game 7. This is all the marbles. This is do or die. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one.
Okay, speaking of maybe for all
the marbles.
I thought
you were going to go more. What other ones you got? It's not a litmus test game.
It's just quite simply do or die all the marbles. Let's go.
Yeah, can't wait. Speaking of do or die, NASA's increased the chance of a major asteroid smashing into the Earth in 2032. Oh,
they've been bumping that thing up like every other week. Come on with it, baby. Let's go.
We're at 3.1% now.
What's the year?
This is 2032.
Okay, how old will Brian be? I might be dust.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, they said that we were like 1-something.
they keep increasing
Yeah,
it?
And then a week follows, like it's 2-something. And then now it's saying 3. Come on with it, baby.
Well, this
drop
is big.
10.
This is big enough to wipe out an entire city.
Let's go.
The large cities with the highest risk, Bogota, Abidjan, Lagos, Khartoum, Mumbai.
You made up that second one.
I definitely did not pronounce it.
Azerbaijan is they run a race there, a Formula One race.
There's no R in this word though. Kolkata, Dhaka. Okay. According to experts, 177 foot diameter asteroid would release 8 megatons of energy on impact, 500 times the energy released by the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. NASA has successfully tested asteroid deflection technologies. China is also testing its own on a small asteroid coming up in 2027. They say it's not a crisis at this time. This is not a dinosaur killer.
Okay.
This is not a planet killer.
You said China's, they are already claiming that they're going to knock one out of there?
They're going to test it in 2027.
Say, we got this one. That's on us.
Yeah.
Are they going to send Bruce Willis and them up there to do this?
We're going
to
see how good our rockets are.
Y'all sit back, fellas. We got this one. We're claiming this one. We're claiming that one.
Yeah, we got that one.
That's wild.
We'll see how good we do.
They get the first crack at it. Yeah. We'll still have like 5 years to figure it out if they drop the ball.
Guess what, guys? We didn't get it.
They're thinking that if it does hit a city, it could wipe out an entire city, but it wouldn't like create the debris in the air that would block out the sun and set off an ice age or anything like that. But this would definitely be horrible if it was coming and everybody had to evacuate and your city was going to be toast.
Yeah, totally.
It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Boy, you something else.
Hey, Lucius, how much warning are we going to get on this thing? Are we going to have
you're
like...
waiting in your cities now, nothing and dust. And now it's time for the G-Bag of the Day.
You want something else.
We already know it might be on course, and it's 8 years from now, right? So we'll have plenty of time to get.
We'll have time?
Oh, yeah.
Like a month to get out of here kind of a thing?
No, I don't think that's how. Well, I guess if you're like near the areas that they think may be it, then they'll probably tell you something.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dawson. Yeah. I think I'd be more worried if they were like, oh, no, we're fine.
You remember Skylab? You remember Skylab?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Lucius, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Skylab? It was our first space station thing that went around, and it came down. They were like...
It fell?
It fell, yeah. Like, Skylab ran out.
Is that the one where they had, like, the dogs and the monkeys in it?
No, that was, like, Sputnik.
Guys,
like,
awful.
They're, like, sending those dogs up.
Oh, my gosh. When you see the black and white film, the dogs just looking all happy and everything. Like, my God, look at all these people. They just love me.
It's like, yeah. All right, let's strap him to a rocket and see if he can go.
Wow, Skylab was up there for 6 years?
That's what I'm saying, man. And it landed, I think it hit in the ocean, but they were worried it during my time when I was a kid, Skylab was going to, like, hit into a city. Like it's gonna fall into a city.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a space
station.
Must
have been fun conversations in elementary.
Oh, yeah. That and Sputnik.
So if the asteroid was like a wipe you out type of thing, I don't think they'll give us a type of warning. We'll go too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that type of war. Like a week? No, we'll tear up stuff.
You think?
Yeah, it's just going to be like a...
The purge?
It's 2 hours from now.
Yeah. Better find those underground tunnels real quick.
They're gone.
They'll give you 2 minutes.
Lucy, you think you get one last cast in? You're like, I want to be on the lake when it hits. I want to be casting when that
it's
thing
It's going to be hell getting that bait on there with all this nerves.
I can see, oh, it's getting a little dark out here. Better make one more cast. You reach into that cooler and pull out a Stella and just kind of have at it.
I'll definitely be drinking that week, that's for sure.
All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far. What is this, day number four? For this guy?
I think so.
The fan at the dark, Blake?
Yeah, I think so.
Blake was dealing with a fan texter that was no longer feeling him, and it got crazy after that.
682 is not dating me. Blake, I'm starting to not like you. I'll finish.
What a thing to say!
On Valentine's Day.
What a thing! Man, why? What'd he say?
I loved you when you started. Okay. But you gotta stop being a hater. You smash on Fred, and he's pretty non-objective despite being a KC native.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on there.
Okay, now
we got Fred's burner on here.
First of all, hey, look, hey, thanks. But I mean, we both bust on each other.
No, I gotta leave the show. No way you just said that.
No way you just said that. It's gotta be a drop.
hilarious stuff.
Okay. There's some characters, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're
unbelievable.
Yep.
It's really unbelievable. It is really unbelievable. Still trying to wrap my mind around it.
It's the closest thing to Arnie because when I tune in, I don't think they have a plan.
It's just wheels off.
But I can't turn away.
It's chaos.
I can't tune away.
It's real life chaos, bro. and they're trying to act like it's not chaos.
Professional broadcasting over here.
You ever notice when you ask him, what do you have planned on the show today? Fred acts like he's reading something.
Yeah.
He's like, and they make up guests. I think they just make it.
Create people.
Bozo the Clown at 8:20 today.
Yeah, he's a draft expert.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to CBS Sports Golasso.
Okay.
They're still making a breast FC jokes.
They came back to it.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to play the hits, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They become both best in pairs. Sorry.
Wow. Sad, though, Micah. No more breasts this year.
Speak for yourself, Kate.
I will speak. I can definitely assure you. No more breasts.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lifetime choice.
Problem.
Speak for yourself, Kate.
Shout out to Pedro, bro. What else we got right here? Oh, Tolo said I should do this. The Mike Bassick as Tom Landry.
That was yesterday. That was
okay.
Kevin.
Hey, Coach.
How's it going?
It's kind of weird at the moment, but good otherwise. How are you?
I died 25 years ago, and I can't believe what I'm watching here from heaven. Me and Tex Schramm are rolling over in heaven, left and right, watching this stuff. We can't cuss here in heaven, Kevin.
You can't?
We don't want to. We are in the presence of God. And I'd like to tell you, if you're going to be a leader at this station, Kevin, you need to get a fedora and a suit and tie.
Okay.
You're sloppy dressing. How are you going to lead? I had to lead people like Hollywood Henderson, and you had to lead Mike Bassick, and you didn't do the best job.
Goes to Tom Landry, calling Higgy out. Wow, didn't have that on my bingo card yesterday.
Not at all.
I had no idea that was one of the skills that Bassick had all these years.
Sheesh.
Who would have known?
That was so on point. That was perfect. I wouldn't have known that was Bassick if I just wasn't here for it.
I wouldn't have known, man.
Genius.
Spot on. Sounds just like Tom Landry.
Really does, exactly, man. Like Tom Landry.
It's crazy. Yesterday was a church day. There's a blessing out there for you. I pray that you get it. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes. It's Frederick Douglass Haynes.
Yes. Douglass.
Oh, Frederick Douglass Haynes. Boy, I tell
you famous
what.
Frederick Douglass.
This man was made for this.
Yeah.
He's made for this. We have a bishop right here that was hitting that spot during his sermon. Just hitting that spot. Yeah, he was. And he had to let it cook.
And not by sight.
Not by sight.
Some of the things the Lord is going to bless you with, beloved, is going to be because you've been an obedient servant.
Testify.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're right, bitch.
It may not make any sense.
I appreciate the bishop allowing her to do that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't give him many options there. Just step aside for a second.
He just walked away from the mic.
Yep. Step back, take a drink of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're right, bitch.
Oh, I know you're right.
In mysterious ways, yeah. That'd be quite a scene there.
12 seconds of hang time, I believe, by my count.
That's impressive. Get that gal in the choir. You know?
Seriously, man.
Probably was.
Is it the Fan After Dark, our three-time G-Bag of the Day champion, looking for four right here with Blake and Fred? Is it CBS Sports Golasso?
Golasso!
Bidding adieu to Brest FC, which just got stomped. The ghost of Tom Landry, or Preacher, hitting all the right notes. I'm going to go with the soccer. Chief, how about you?
I am going to go with the champ.
I'm going with the preacher and the lady.
Brian.
Champ.
By a score of 2-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champions, Fred and Blake. Tune in tomorrow at 2:30 as they look to go five-time status, become immortalized, and eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. LA Live with Lucius every night at 5:40 replays the G-Bag of the Day for you, the champ, if you miss it. So you might want to tune in there if you're ever wondering, who won the G-Bag of the Day today? NFL News of the Day coming up next. Chief, where are you taking
us? The hazards of getting your tush pushed and my Eagles envy continues to skyrocket.